careless, didn't follow the rules. And he says too many employees themselves take the same attitude.
We're inviting you to give us a call with your pet peeve. And we're going to go to the person who has been waiting on line one. Good afternoon.
Yes.
What's your pet peeve about people's driving habits?
I've got two, actually. The first one is people who cut in front of you in order to turn left. I've been cut off several times by... It's mostly men who do that, it seems like. And the second one is when you've stopped for a pedestrian, having vehicles passing on the right, and I find the most frequent and worst offenders of this is the commercial vehicles who have jobs to do and figure that they have a right to just take over the road. And they should really know better. I've had, in the last 2 months, a Dan Foss courier in a blacktop cab do just that.
That's an interesting problem that you bring up, because I certainly know when I'm in the right lane, if I'm first to a pedestrian crosswalk and there's someone coming across and I slow down and stop for that, I see someone coming up in the left lane, I'll quite often roll down my window and sort of stick my arm out and wave so the guy knows that I'm not just slowed down to make a turn or something with no signal. But if you're in the left lane, of course, it's pretty difficult to try and signal anybody coming along in the right lane.
Yes, and it's the basic rule of the road is that when someone in the left lane slows down at an intersection, you're supposed to stop because you can't tell if it's a child or whatever is in front of the car.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Are more valuable than the minus points.
Okay, well...
You're not a good player.
Not a good player?
No.
Well, how do you become a good player, then, Dennis? I like to watch things on TV. Are there people who win in this game?
No.
No.
No, it's a death game. There's no winners in the death game. The only way to win this game is not to play.
But we just went through all of that.
That's the only way to win.
We just went through all of that. We're not. We're not playing. We are already in the game. We don't have any choice. We're already playing.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are. We're here. We're sitting right here. We received Canada Council funding. We're thinking about sending away and getting more Canada Council funding.
I told you, you and your work are not to be confused with applying for a Canada Council grant. I just said that. See, if it becomes, if you and your work are the Canada Council grant, then you've lost.
If I think that my work are part of the Canada Council,
no, I didn't say if you think. I said if you and your work are the Canada Council grant, they're the same thing, then you've lost. You've
I don't understand what you mean by that.
What I mean is that you and your work are not to be confused with applying for a Canada Council grant. Applying for a Canada Council grant is part of the game. If you and your work are part of the game, you've lost, because there are no winners in the game.
So what are you saying then? That we shouldn't apply for Canada Council grant?
No. I'm saying that you and your work are not to be confused with applying for a Canada Council grant.
I don't understand.
It's really simple.
It's really simple. Understand.
Okay, it's really simple. You and your work are not... Your work is not applying for a Canada Council grant. That is not your work.
Yeah, we know that. I mean, we're
okay, not... okay, wait.
Yeah.
So your work is not part of the game.
The application is about the work.
The application
so
is part of the game.
So therefore the work becomes part of the game.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. The application is an analogy to the game, not to the game, to your work. The application is an analogy to your work. It is not your work.
How do you make that an analogy? How do you fucking make that an analogy?
How can you separate your work from the application form?
Exactly, yes. We have a frame line?
Yeah. You're in.
Rolling. The camera rolling?
Rolling. Doctor 15, take one.
Action!
I can't, guys. I told you to cut.
Am I feed? Camera?
Rolling.
Dr. 15, take two.
Action! No, let's take two.
Dr. 15, take three.
Action!
Oh, we can put the two together.
Come on. It's your turn. Here we are.
Here we are. Doing our level best to do that.
To explain to you lazy people.
And me.
You people who are too lazy to go out there and listen to what these people are saying in the music, then we'll try and explain it to you so that you can sit there in your secure little homes and with your secure little macrame and your secure little handmade rugs and your braids and your little bandanas and your bangles and your beads. And all the things that we used to do that was so wonderful 10 years ago. All right, here we go. All of that stuff never did anybody any good.
What do you mean by that? You mean they didn't get it through? What message?
Whatever happened to it, you know? I mean, what happened to all the hippies back then? I mean, what did they do? Half of them became capitalist pigs. They open up their own little store on 4th Avenue, you know. They're all selling secondhand clothing or Persian rugs or gold and silver jewelry, or they're teaching Est or Zen or they're karate or whatever else they're teaching. I mean, but, you know, whatever happened to the idyllic world we were all going to create? I mean, what happened to that? There's a lot of revolution involved in that, too. And that's what this music is about. It's about revolution. It's the young people who want to continue the revolution.
The revolution away from capitalism, consumerism.
Away from the fake, the phony, you know, idyllic life that everybody thinks they finally achieved. I mean, look at the world. It's a fucked up, rotten mess. You tell me that anything's better than it was 10 years ago? No fucking way.
You have reached 732-6952. Please leave your name, number, and a message. We'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thanks very much for calling.
That's Jim McCollins. See if anyone's home. And I guess there isn't anyone home right now, or they've got the phone. Okay.
You have reached 732-6952. Please leave your name, number, and a message. We'll get back to you as soon as possible. And thanks for calling.
Okay.
Hi, can Dermot or Sophia hear me? And if you can, why do you have the answering machine on anyway? Is anyone home? Hello, Sophia? Dermot? Anyone?
Sunday, December 6th. A long wait. Recording at Fountain on side of gallery.
Start through the planets. Mercury in your charts in Libra. Now, with the Mercury in Libra, you'll have quite a sense of balance, of rapport with people, of the intellectual dance, of trying to achieve some middle ground, a need for intellectual justice and fairness, an urge for people to be sensitive to each other, to relate to each other. That's part of dopey. You get stoned, anything you do is transparent. It hangs out. If you're uptight, it shows. If you're being an asshole, it shows. And when you get stoned with a group of people, you sort of attain sort of a mutual sense of closeness and sharing, and you nurture those who are fucked up along, and you help them gain strength and energy, and you sort of, tone down those who are being too abrupt or too crazy, and you enter a rapport, a sense of the group soul. Now, in your chart, you've got a Mercury-Neptune conjunction. Neptune rules drugs, rules music, rules film, by the way. rules artistry and imagination. And you've got Mercury, ruler of Virgo, conjunct Neptune, ruler of your opposite sign, and the midheaven, Pisces. Now, you've got quite a burden in life with that Mercury-Neptune conjunction, because you'll be very often the person that interprets other people's mute need to express themselves or explain themselves. You'll be the one that almost tells them what you assess them as and how you can see intimately their dreams and their fantasies. You'll be the one that helps interpret it to them, helps organize their life.
I can see visually, I mean, as far as my visions, my inner ideas,
your
conceptions
intuition?
Of things are very,
very
clear.
Pure.
I see
very
them.
Pure. Very pure. Your intuition, your telepathic abilities, your clairvoyance, all very strong. Your psychic life, you know, thoughts you have about somebody that comes into your head, you know, trip with that. Use that. Indulge in your daydreams and do work in that psychic world, because it's very much a real work of the world. It's not bullshit.
I know.
You know, the subconscious is, you know,
is the real consciousness.
Yeah, really, the real consciousness, eh?